You're listening to The Jason Anthony Show, a podcast where my guests and I dish over relationships, fashion, our futures, and our dreams. Kick back and enjoy the show. Hey y'all, my name is Jason and thank you for tuning in to this special Valentine's Day edition of the Jason Anthony Show. Today I am joined with
Lauren Jackson.
So yeah, we just go jump into this first game. It's just like a quick pick or choose, this or that. So, candy or chocolate?
Candy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm more of a candy person. I don't really like chocolate like that.
See, I like my chocolate. Oh, no, not like that. I like all shades. I like the white chocolate. I like the dark chocolate.
Okay,
I like the regular chocolate.
Okay.
The way it just melts in your mouth.
I like sweet,
so subtle.
I like sweet. Yeah.
Okay, so a night out or a little date at home, not like Netflix
like
and chill.
A night out. I like to see
step
what's,
out.
Yeah, I like to see what's out. Not even like step out, but like, I don't know, just like adventures. I like adventures.
Are you like a spontaneous type of person if
yeah.
you're going on a date? Really?
Yeah.
Just go out and see what's what?
Yeah, like if somebody be like, let's go out and don't know where we going, like I'll be cool with that.
Oh my goodness, you a good one.
Yeah.
I have to have things planned. I'm like, okay, no.
Some depending on what it is. Like if it's a holiday, like, yeah, mm-hmm. plan it. But if it's just like a regular Friday night, nah, let's go, whatever.
Okay. And last one, roses or carnations?
Roses.
Roses. You were saying earlier that you like white roses
white
compared
roses,
to red.
White roses, yeah. But I do like red roses, but like, let's switch it up. Give me something different.
Has a guy ever gotten you like a bouquet of roses before?
Not like some fake ones when I was in like middle school.
Oh! He spent his allowance.
Yeah, like some little $2 ones, but nah, nothing like, not no real roses, no.
Okay. So, let's just jump into this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Our Valentine's Day experiences.
Ooh, child, yes.
Best one, worst one, whichever one you want to share.
Okay, my best one was, and that's funny, I really don't do anything on Valentine's Day. Like, I've never had, like, a Valentine's mm-hmm. Day experience. But when I was in, like, middle school, I had this, my little boyfriend at the time, he gave me, like, a bouquet, like, fake uh-huh. roses, and then he put some Jolly Ranchers and like a heart-shaped container.
Aww.
And because I used to really, really love Jolly Ranchers. And he like put it in my lockers. At the end of the day, I opened my locker mm-hmm. and it was in my, like, I was like, oh, that was so cute. But worst Valentine's Day? Ooh. I don't want to say I've never had like a worst Valentine's Day. I've had a worst mm-hmm. date, but like I've never had like.
Listen, if you want to share that one.
Okay, y'all. So I went on this date with this guy. I was probably like a sophomore in high school and I didn't have my license at the time. So I met him at the movies. I'm from Detroit, y'all. So
period. Okay,
we went
313.
We went to Royal Oak, the movie theater in Royal Oak.
Is that Imagine?
Yeah, uh-huh. Imagine Royal Oak. And so I met him there. You know, we walk in the movie theater, whatever. He had already bought the tickets. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, you know. Because he a year younger than me. So he was like 15.
Oh.
I was like 16 or something like that. So he, we walk in there and he said, oh, do you want a snack or anything? And I was like, no, I'm cool. He was like, oh, well, I'm glad because I didn't feel like buying nothing anyway.
Whoa, okay, hold on. You can't just offer.
And then we can't your statement. So we get in the movie, and you know how, like, you feel, like, the presence of being there with somebody?
Uh-huh.
It was just distant. Like,
really?
Yeah, then after the movie, I text my dad during the movie. I said, the movie is going to be over in such amount of time. Like,
come and
get me. We walked outside. He was like, you want me to walk to the car? I said, no.
Right.
I left, and that was that.
Who asked who out first?
He asked me out.
So he had the courage to do all of that
yeah.
and just, like...
He had been, like, begging for my number.
How long was he asking?
It had been, like, a month or so.
And what made you, like...
Because he was getting on my nerves. Like, I was like, okay, like, here. But after that, like, it's been always been, like, an on-off situation, but, yeah.
Y'all still keep the contact to this day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Listen.
You better tell
me. That's a story for another day.
Look, okay, when the mic is off.
That's a story for another day. What about you?
Let's see. I told this in like the first episode of my podcast when I started last year, but it wasn't necessarily a good or bad experience, but I had asked a girl out that it was here at BG.
I remember this. Like, yeah. Yes.
That's when we like first met each other. Yes. Yeah, started talking. So this is when I was still questioning everything about like who I like and what I like. Mm-hmm. And the experience was nice. I was real nervous and stuff, but the conversation was natural enough. And like the nerves went away eventually.
Right.
But we just went to the pub, which is in the studio. You know, so it was a nice little dinner. We spent our Falcon dollars or whatever. But yeah, she's a really nice girl. And I run into her very rarely. But whenever we run into each other, we converse. And
that's nice.
Yeah, she's a sweet girl, but
it just wasn't for you.
It wasn't. Like, at that moment, I knew. I'm like,
That's okay, though. Like, that's okay.
Like, that's what dating is all about.
Exactly. Like, just to, like, go out and see, like, what you like, what you don't like. Trust me, y'all. Go out and date.
Okay, listen.
Like, I feel like you got to know what you like in order to say, okay, this is my type of person.
And a lot of people are afraid to just vocalize what they like for real. Like,
yes.
I know I'm one of those people. Like, I was talking to a friend a couple days ago, and I was telling her, I was like, I'm getting tired of compromising, for one.
For
stuff that I know isn't even going to be long term.
Exactly.
And, like, I fall easily.
Oh, I thought it was just me.
Listen
here, y'all. I thought it was just me because I do and I don't at the same time. I can tell when something is going to be good, and I also tell when it's something is good but temporary.
Right.
And I've been in multiple situations where I thought something was good, but it was just temporary. And I think that's, like, a heartbreak to me.
It is.
Like, you be like, oh, like, okay, this really could be something. And it just...
And you start to, like, criticize yourself. Like, that's one thing I'm definitely working towards moving away from. And I feel like I'm doing a good job at it now. But, like, I just used to get on myself so hard about things. But what I realized the most, I think I made a tweet about it last week. It was just, like... I can't even quote the tweet. But I was just basically saying, like, there's nothing wrong with loving people and showing love. You just can't give it to the wrong people.
You know what? I was watching this sermon, y'all.
Come on.
And that guy said the same thing. It's like, that's what we're supposed to do, love people. Mm-hmm. But it's the other stuff that we have to know, like the access to ourselves, the conversation. We have to know when to cut that off with certain people.
Yes.
Because it's okay to love somebody. Like, you're supposed to live. Like, that's what you're supposed to do as a human.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, loving hard and putting your all into something is totally different than just loving as a person.
Right.
And I think that's where, like, we get messed up. Because we be like, oh, I like this person. Like, he has this or he can do that, blah, blah, blah. But, like, what can they do for you? Are they giving that same energy back to you that you putting out?
And if they're not, you got to go.
Bye.
But a lot of people, they're addicted to the energy. Like, I know I'm that type of person.
Yeah.
Until it's not reciprocated anymore. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, like, yeah, it's time to fall back. I'm definitely the type of person, I still keep my guard up.
Oh,
and
all
I
the
always
time.
Like, and
all
I thought
time.
I wasn't that person. I'm all like, okay, time. I'm an open book. But at the same time, like, back up, like, get away, get away.
It's like, you get, and I think with me, people think they get so far, like, oh, she deep. And then it's like, I cut off at us, especially with guys. Like, and this comes to me dating, I'm really like, what do you want?
Yes.
I'm like, okay, and like, I give up that attitude. And I think it's because I've experienced a lot in terms of younger guys, older guys, the people my same age, all of that. Like, I've experienced all of that. So it's like, I have a low tolerance
right.
for foolishness.
Exactly.
I am here
to get my degree. If you are not here adding on to any type of positive experience, you got to get kicked to the curb.
Right.
Okay.
Good riddance.
But that goes without saying. Like, not all guys are bad, but I feel like a lot of guys don't know what they want. But we'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
All right. So. How should I put this? Being single in this time of year.
Oh, yes.
People like us, not saying we do. Look, we don't.
Right,
we don't. But single people getting their feelings.
Yeah.
So, like, what is your advice to single people that's just like...
Like on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
On like, Valentine's Day?
Getting so caught up in those emotions.
It's so easy. And I'm like, that's one thing I will admit. It's so easy to get caught up in your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say make sure you're not jealous.
Yes.
Don't get jealous, y'all.
Don't like, be that friend.
Don't be that friend. Like, be happy for other people. Like, I've spent other Valentine's Days, like, helping friends out, like, make their significant other happy. And that makes me happy because I know that in the end, two people are going to be happy on that day.
Right.
But as far as me, you know, one is never too lonely. I'm just playing. But,
you're like, I got my ice cream
listen,
right here.
Okay.
Like, no,
but
it's
no,
just
on.
Me.
The Ben and Jerry's. A nice little movie, okay? But on Valentine's Day for single people, I would say that is the best self-care day you could ever have.
Okay.
Like, I remember last year I spent Valentine's Day with my friends and we lived in the dorm we all lived in the dorm at the time and we invited like some other people over. We ordered pizza, had ice cream, we made some cookies, we was playing games, had the TV on. Like, we were chilling. Like, it was a good night.
Like, at that point, it wasn't about Valentine's Day.
Right.
It was about
like,
having fun.
Exactly. So, but I've also spent Valentine's Day by myself. Like, but that's the time I find my favorite little movie. I make sure I get
to my Love and Basketball.
Yes, y'all. I love Love and Basketball. And Love Jones. I'm more so to watch Love Jones on Valentine's Day than Love and Basketball.
Child, when they put that on Netflix, I thought about you. I'm like, oh.
Both of them at the same time. I was in heaven, y'all. I was in heaven. But yeah, get whatever you like to do. And if you want to go out by yourself on Valentine's Day,
do that.
Like, go do that. It's nothing wrong with going out by yourself, enjoying you a nice little meal. If you want to, like, whatever you want to do, I say do it. Because at that point, nothing is off limits for you.
Like, don't let the whole idea of being in a relationship hold you back from having fun.
Exactly.
And that's not even on Valentine's Day. That's on any given day.
On any day.
And Valentine's Day is falling on a Friday this year. So if you're getting that check, treat yourself.
Because that show what I'm going to do.
Listen. Okay.
Listen.
And the refunds hit not too long ago.
I'm about to go buy me the most expensive little meal.
Do it anyway.
No, but like, yeah, treat yourself. I think you should always just treat yourself. Like, don't fall short or victim to, you know, being lonely or feeling like you're alone. Because, I mean, I've done it. I've definitely felt like, dang, like, I really wish. Or even if you were, I don't know, like, have you ever been, like, in a situationship kind of around Valentine's
Day?
And child, it's like, do I get that person something? Do I not? Because that was me last year. Like,
do tell, because I got something for.
Listen, so I was talking to this dude, but he wasn't here. He was out of state.
Okay.
And, like, we were still good, like, whatever. So I knew on Valentine's Day, like, I was like, dang, I really wanted to spend Valentine's Day with him. And he said the same thing about me. So I was like, okay, as long as the feeling is mutual, I'm not saying.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, we were texting each other all day, and then I called him, like, later that night. But it wasn't, like, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, oh, like, he told me happy Valentine's Day, all that cute stuff, but
it was just like, you still wanted him there.
You wanted that experience. But do tell.
So, the dude I was talking to last year, it was on and off so many times. And I've alluded to it on a podcast before, but it was an off season at this point.
Right,
as soon as Valentine's Day was rolling around. And I just posted on Snapchat. I'm saying it wasn't to be petty, but looking back, it probably was to be petty.
Yeah.
Knowing me at the time, I was like, I'm going to treat myself for Valentine's Day this year. And they had just put out the teddy bear emoji with the iOS update. I said, let me give myself a bear, the little love note emoji. He swipe up on my story talking about, you do that. I was like, okay. I made sure I did that too. Like, that wasn't about to stop me from having fun. So just a little situationships like that. If you in one, y'all, like, just get up out of it. Like,
I was about to say, if you don't see them doing anything for you, like, around this holiday season, and if they just treat it like it's another day in the neighborhood.
Okay, to, like, Mr. Rogers or somebody.
Yeah,
like,
say, just be like, okay. I think some people, that's how they know, too. Like, even if y'all been talking for a minute, like, if y'all started talking way back last year, and he ain't doing nothing special,
then you know
it's
there
not.
Are no, like, yeah, real intentions
because
with, like, where y'all going.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying, like, material things matter so much, but I think it's important that they at least show you that they care.
Oh, excuse me. Like, it could be a little flower from the flower shop. Like, get one little carnation rose or
something. Right, you ain't
got to
buy me no dozen.
Okay, you ain't got to buy me a Bentley. Like, come
right.
on now.
You have to give me a new outfit. Okay. But what I'm saying is, give me my favorite candy or, like, you know, mm-hmm. even little stuff. If it's a night and a Valentine's Day. Because
exactly. Like, just be there.
Right, because it's on the weekend, and I know people going to be fooling mm-hmm. all weekend, which I understand. So, if you like little intimate stuff, like, do that. Show her you care.
Okay. Like, that's all y'all gotta do. It's so simple. Like, guys and girls and non-binary folks.
And it's reciprocated too. Like, I know they say Valentine's Day is for the girls and sweetest day is for the guys, but I would get a guy something on Valentine's Day. I'm not that type of person.
Listen, I don't
care. It may not be as extravagant. But you don't get a little something.
To show you that I care.
Exactly.
Like, that's all you gotta do.
That's all that matters.
All right, so y'all, we about to jump into some interviews real quick that I recorded not too long ago, and we're just gonna give our feedback on that.
I like what I like about Valentine's Day is just, you know, the spirit of love that's all around, you know what I'm saying? And it's a great way for people to express, you know, the love they feel in for their significant others or just in general.
All right, so we just heard Joy's interview and she was talking about the spirit of love that is in the air. I definitely feel like that's the thing around this time of year.
Yeah.
It's very infectious, and it's a good thing to feed off of. Like you were saying earlier, how you, like, can help your friends out and just help them be happy. I think that's what I like about this time of year, especially.
Yeah, I think that I totally agree with what she said because, you know, it's not just about, like, you and that one other person. It's like, oh, like, mm-hmm. you, Valentine's Day, when I was, you know, like, in middle school, they would make you get stuff for the class.
For the whole class.
Yeah, but I learned that that's just to show that everybody is loved in some way.
Exactly.
And, like, you know, my daddy will always be my Valentine.
Aww.
Okay? Because they always give me something. Like, my parents always give me something mm-hmm. on Valentine's Day. So I think it's just important that, you know, you just spread love in mm-hmm. general. Like,
that's all you need to do. I remember, like, I've never gotten gifts for Valentine's Day. Like you said, it was always a class thing in school. So getting to college, I didn't get anything freshman year. But last year, my friend Faith, she surprised me with a teddy bear, some candy
that
and stuff,
so
and a
cute.
Flower. Like, I
shout
was,
out to my friends if y'all want to
okay,
give me anything.
Listen,
please.
Just hook us up.
Okay, give me like a little something. I like candy. Y'all know what I like.
I like my tuition pay.
Right? Okay.
But
cash at me. Cash at me for my dinner, please.
Dollar sign JASONORRJR in that order. I like money. We
right,
all do.
We love it. Okay.
But that was the first time anybody has actually got me a gift. And I was surprised because, like, I wasn't expecting that, you know, not even from friends. I never thought about doing that for friends. So it was just, it was a grand gesture that I could really appreciate.
That's cute.
And, like, we were at Walmart the other day, Faith and I, and she picked up some Haribo gummy bears and it was in a heart-shaped box and she knows I love those.
Those are
so good. And I turned around, I was like, you do not have to do that. And it's like, your friends pay attention and that's
your
what
friends.
Means the world the most.
That's what a friend is. Like, if a friend doesn't pay attention to, like, what you like and what you don't like.
Okay, we're not saying they don't care.
Right, we're not saying they don't care, but it's just like, you know, it's the little things that matter.
Like, it means the world.
Please, y'all. Whoever, wherever, wherever my husband is, or my soulmate, my little boyfriend for the time being, it's the little things that matter.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
One thing I dislike about Valentine's Day is, like, you feel like you have to get people things, and I don't like feeling like I have to get anybody something. Like, if I really want to get you a gift, then I'm going to get you a gift. But, like, I start feeling weird if someone gets me something, and I'm like, yikes, like, nothing for you.
All right, so with the second interview with Miss Camille, she was saying that she dislikes the whole idea that you have to buy a gift for someone on Valentine's Day. And
I've been in that situation. Like, somebody has got me something. And I think that's kind of the thing about mm-hmm. Valentine's Day. You don't know, like, somebody, even if it's like you got a little secret admirer or something,
mm-hmm.
and they, like, get you a gift, and you, like, well, like, should I get them something?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the idea with getting somebody a gift is that you feel the same way about them.
And that's,
like,
it's fair.
You know what
you
I'm
know?
Saying? Like, what if you don't? Like, you can just accept things. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think it's okay to just receive a gift. And then, because I know some guys, one of my friends, he actually got this girl something on Valentine's Day. Oh. And, like, that was his first time, mm-hmm. like, letting her know that he liked her. Mm-hmm. So, at first, she was just kind of, like, you know, what is kind of in her body. But I think if you put, like, some meaning or, like, mm-hmm. conversation or, like, ask that person on a date afterwards behind the gift,
right.
then that explains, like, where things could go and stuff like that.
Did they end up working out?
For a while, yeah, they did.
Okay, yes, that's...
Yeah. See, it worked. Good. Work.
Okay, shoot your shot.
Right. It worked.
I think that's just how we are in, like, okay, stomach girl.
Right.
Ooh, time for lunch. But I think in Western culture, we're all raised to just be like, oh, you got me a gift. I got to get you one.
Yeah.
I remember my roommate last year. He's from Japan. His name is Kiichi. And he went to Canada over Christmas break. And when we got back, he got me some cookies because he knew I like snacks. Right. Like, he paid attention.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad because, like, I didn't give him anything. And he was like, no, it's okay. It was just, this is just me being nice. Yeah. Right. And so I think that's something to consider. Like, if you're listening to this, you don't always have to give a gift back unless you strongly feel the need to. But don't let it be rooted in guilt.
Right. Like, I most definitely have done that, like, giving just out of, like, oh, I was thinking about you and I got you something. Mm-hmm. I don't really expect anything in return.
Right. Like, if I really rock with you,
the money don't matter. It's not about, like, back and forth type of thing. It's just, like, a nice gesture. So, yeah, that's for your significant other or friends. Like you said early, like, it's not just, it doesn't have to be just Valentine's Day. If you really think about mm-hmm. or, like, you know, care for that person, you're just going to get them something in general.
That's simple.
A random Tuesday.
All right, so the next part, your dream date.
Oh, my God.
What does that look like, Lauren?
My dream date. Okay, I have two ideas of a dream date. I have a dream date, realistic dream date, and mm-hmm. then I have, like, my, like...
Listen.
Yeah.
That could happen, too.
My off-the-wall dream date. So my realistic dream date would be... It would be an all-day date.
Okay.
It would be an all-day date. Like, we get up in the morning. Not, mm-hmm. like, early, but, like, we get up, cook breakfast, chill, you know, get mm-hmm. dressed and stuff, and then we just go on an adventure. Like, we go on, like, a day road trip, kind of.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So, like, let's say if I started off in Michigan, mm-hmm. we would, you know, get up, cook breakfast, or, like, go to breakfast, whatever, and then, like, we go to Chicago.
Okay,
and
I like that.
And we go to Chicago for, like, because I go to Chicago all the time. So, mm-hmm. we go during the day, kind of chill, see some sights, eat, of course, because I love to eat. Eat, and then, I don't know, like, I like doing stuff. Like, if we just sit in the park or, like, if...
Oh, yeah, I like little romantic things
to,
like that.
Like, if they have, like, fireworks or something, like, go to see the fireworks or go to wherever. Like, if we do something like that, mm-hmm. and then... come back home, and that, like, I always want to feel like if I'm on a date, I never want the date to end.
Yeah,
I literally love that feeling. Like, I never want the date to end. So just kind of, like, coming back home, and, like, if we come back at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. it's this little spot I know downtown Royal Oak that we would go eat, have mm-hmm. conversation, and then I go home.
Okay, I like, see.
Like, that's my idea of, like, a dream date.
And it doesn't, well... To some, it might seem like a lot to do, like a day road trip, but
it's not, really not.
Like, that type of spontaneity, that's what I like.
Exactly. It's not, I don't want it to be, like, just him doing all of the work. Like, if we go, like,
are you the type to plan something out, too?
I'll plan it out.
Like, around something?
Yeah, I would plan it out. I would get, like, the gist of it, but whatever happens in between is what mm-hmm. happens in between. Like, so I would say that, like, we're going to do what I just said. Now, whatever happened in between that, then
roll
it happened.
With it.
Right. If we got to spend the night in Chicago, we got to spend the night in Chicago.
Okay.
Like,
get a nice little hotel room.
That's what I'm saying. And just chill. Like, I feel like I don't require a mm-hmm. lot when it comes to, like, courting and dating, but some guys would be like, oh, well, that sounds like a lot. Well, you're not the one for me.
Okay. I definitely agree with that.
What about you? I want to know. Don't try to slide off of me. I want to know your dream date.
My dream date, I don't know. I've never really thought about it because, like, a lot of the times, I would have to initiate the conversation with mm-hmm. a guy, and I don't like doing that all the time. Like, chase me for once. Yeah. Like, talk to me for once and all this other stuff. As simple as it may sound, it's just, like, spend time with me.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I love
we can do anything except a hot air balloon. Don't do nothing cheesy like that. Don't put me in
the
air.
I'm scared. I guess that I want to do that, but like I'm also nervous at the same time. Right. So, yeah.
Because ain't you in like a basket or something? Like, yeah, you in not a Looney basket. Tunes. But yeah, like if a guy's ever wondering, I think at the base form of it all, just like spend time with the person, get them their space when they need it. But when they need you the most and you're able to be there, just be do there. It. Like, I just like for a guy to... I like reassurance a lot.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I just be in my head, but it's like, okay, just let me know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But if I had to give you, like, any type of quick generic answer. So I like going to the Louis store, the Gucci store. Take me to the Apple store. Then the Tesla store. Sign up, but out to eat. Movies, but not for a first date, because like
that's basic.
Something else gonna happen, yeah. Or like you can't really talk. Like you gonna be watching a movie.
Yeah, I had a yeah.
Oh
no, I was saying like the last first date I had with a guy, it was not that, and I was so happy it wasn't that.
See, like yeah, movies just don't yeah, do it for
not
me.
On the first date.
What
unless
else?
It's like a pressing movie that like both of y'all want to see. But if we go to the movies, we have to do something else than just going out to eat.
And usually with the movies, you got to have like it's a three-part date.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, exactly.
But what else? I'm not good at skating, but if you want to go skating, we could do that. It's a nice little fun way to let your wall down and just like
laugh
act goofy.
With that
right.
Person, yeah.
And there was one more. I really don't like wasting my money on bowling, but if that's what you like to
I
do,
love bowling.
Let's do that.
Like, I can really bowl.
Can you really?
Yeah, okay. I can bowl. Like, I'm not that type of person that's like, oh, let's go bowling, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Nah, you got to enter a tournament for me, because I'll be your sponsor. Like, because I cannot.
I'll do it, yeah. I think when it comes to a date, you have to, on a first date, I think you got to, like, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I think it's both people are required to put some effort.
Oh yeah,
it.
Definitely.
But the first date, yeah.
I got a good question.
Ooh.
It just hit me. Now, how do you usually, who pays? Who splits the bill? When are y'all doing what?
Okay, so the last guy that I was like really heavy talking to, he was just an all-around gentleman. Like,
really?
He wouldn't let me touch a door. He would open the door for me, like, all that kind of stuff. So, the first date we went to Lucky Strikes.
Where's that at?
Novi.
Okay.
We were going to do bowling and arcade, but we just ended up playing, like, the arcades and stuff. And, like, even we were, like, talking on the phone and stuff, like, we were just cool. Like, that was my friend. Like, that was legit my friend. So, we were, like, goofing off and, like, laughing, all that kind of stuff. So, that was funny. And then we went to eat at Red Robin. Like, it wasn't nothing extravagant. Like, we both are chill people. Like, so we went out to eat. And he paid for everything. Like, he obviously wouldn't let me
Right, first date.
Right. But the second time we went out, I didn't know where we were going. Like, he didn't tell me, like, where we were going. But we ended up doing, like, a putt-putt golf place.
Oh, that's another dream
date. Yeah, that's cute,
like, it ain't
y'all.
Gonna be a dream date, but that's a fun little cute thing.
And it was so cute because I think the Lord just ordained it to work out this way. But we were the only two people in there.
Oh,
and
that
we was
is so
in there
romantic.
For like a good hour and a half.
And I'm
like,
sure y'all had fun.
Yeah, we were the only two people in there. That's a great way. I think that's a great way to like talk to people, like conversation. Because like if you really want to get to know somebody, you got to talk to them. So we went there, and he was gonna take me to the movies, but it didn't end up working out. But that was cool. And we ended up going to the mall because it was around Christmas.
Oh, okay.
We ended up going to the mall, and he had to like buy his mom and like his brother Christmas gifts and stuff. And we were just chilling. Like, he ended up buying him stuff. Like, but he wouldn't. And I tried to pay for our meal when we went out, but he wouldn't let me.
Oh, he was that type of guy.
Yeah.
And
like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was being arrogant, like, no, younger. But he was just like, no, like, this was me surprising to take you out. Like,
that's
I
want to
do it. So, yeah, he was a cool guy. Like, okay. I wish it would have worked out. Whatever.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Miss Microsoft. Damn, making noises.
You never know.
But,
I think it gets to a certain point, though. Like, if you're in a relationship, at a certain point, I think, yeah, like, you can't just expect one person to pay for everything.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you'll
definitely
split.
Find your groove.
Yeah.
Like, this date I'm paying. But if you plan a date, then pay.
Yeah, if you plan it, you gotta pay.
Okay.
Like, if you saying we going here, you better pay.
Okay, if it's like some elaborate day. But if it's dinner, y'all can split the bill sometimes. Yeah, somebody can, you know, do whatever. Okay, so the last part, I kind of want to keep going, but the message to the guys who don't necessarily know how to communicate with, you know, other girls and guys, especially when it's like Valentine's Day or just dating in general, like, what is one thing you wish guys would take into consideration more often?
That's a really good question. No, like, seriously, like, I gotta really think about it. I would say just talk to them. Mm. Like, talk to them and be their friend. Mm-hmm. Like, for the best thing I can say as a girl is any guy that has ever tried to talk to me, I find interest in the ones that try to get to know me first.
Yes.
Then, like, obviously you have some attraction to that person, but, like, don't just try to, don't make that it. Because if you just going off of lust, like, you're never going to get anywhere. So try to, like, be their friend, get to know them. Like, and the more you get to know them, the more you'll see, okay, wow, this is really the person I want to be with. Or, like, no, they're a good friend, but I don't think it'll go that way. So I would say that to guys, like, even if you see somebody, got your eye on somebody across campus, you know, just go up and talk to them. Even if they do look mean.
Like me.
Yeah, because somebody told me that, like, oh, Lauren, you just be looking like you don't want to talk to them. No, I really be listening to music in a good mood. Like, but just, like, I would say talk to them. Like, just, yeah. What would you say? Like, because I think it's a lot to say about that, but
I think with, like, same-sex relationships, it's a little bit difficult to navigate because everything is shrouded in, like, I won't say complete lust, but that's what it is most of the time. Mm-hmm. And after a while, that can be, like, a tired narrative. So I think what I would say to guys, just, like, if you're talking to a guy or a girl or anybody, don't be shy. You know,
I would say that. Don't be shy.
You don't have to necessarily be discreet about everything. Like, you don't have to just hide things from your, you know, your friends.
Yeah.
Like, if you're scared of people being nosy, like, it's one thing being, like, low-key, but it's another thing, like, trying to keep things private. Don't be afraid to love who you want to love. If you like that girl, then talk to that girl. Even to the girls, like, if you like that guy, then, like, don't be afraid to show that.
That's a double standard for sure, that, like, girls can't, like, go and approach a guy. But for me,
like, if you want him,
I would say something. But for girls, I think you most definitely have to approach him as a friend first. Because, but now, like, nowadays, some guys, they like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
They want you to come on to them strong. I'm not that type of person. I'm never going to do that. But I'm also, like, a little scary cat when it comes to that. Like, I'm not going to always just be like, oh, like, who is that? Like, I may say that from, like, am I like, oh, who is that? But I'll never, it'll take a lot out of me to just go and look up to them.
You know, I think what it is, I think it's a masculinity thing. Mm-hmm. Like, guys feel like if a girl approaches them first and it's just like, I think they translate that to, like, a strong woman, and a lot of guys fear that. And it's like, it's nothing to fear. It's just, like, she wants to get to know you, so give her a chance. But, I love this.
This was amazing right here.
Thank you so much, Lauren. If you want to shout out your Cash App or your Instagram.
My Cash App is, follow me on Instagram at LaurenXCOLE. I'm not gonna say don't slide in my DMs, but don't be
approaching person.
I was about to say, I
had a cojones, y'all.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram at the Jason Anthony Podcast.
Yes.
Or is it pod? It is at pod or podcast. I don't know. But share this with your friends. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you for listening. And on that note,
good night.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Jason Anthony Show. If you enjoyed this, subscribe for more. Share the podcast with your friends and family, and don't forget to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you stream your podcasts. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time. Bye.